This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, welcome back to Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for a checkup. AltaPoint's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Sandra Parker, joins us again. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, we're going to talk about SAD today, that acronym, which means what?
Seasonal Affective Disorder.
Okay, this is that, because I've seen the stories about that. This time of year, we get less light, and it affects human beings.
Yes.
And what's happening there? Like, what's the mechanism that causes the lack of light to make us feel depressed or sad?
Well, like most things in psychiatry and mental health, we never know exactly what it is that causes anything.
Dang it, I wanted a specific answer.
But I can tell you some of what we think. And okay. One thing is that we think that decreased sunlight, for whatever reason, causes chemical and neurotransmitter changes in the brain that lead to depression. For some reason, it causes a decrease in serotonin that leads to depression. Another theory is that as the days are longer and darker, we increase the production of melatonin in the brain, and somehow increased melatonin leads to depression. And then another thing some people think is, of course, we need sunlight to make vitamin D, and when we have less sunlight, we're making less vitamin D, and that may lead to depression.
You know, as much as we think we human beings are well beyond, you know, we're beyond the early times of humans, we got computers, we put things on Mars and all that stuff. But it boils down to it, we're still connected to the natural world and what our bodies do. Like, the sunlight is a big cause of how we feel.
Absolutely. We know that people who live farther from the equator are more likely to suffer from seasonal affective disorder. So you might say, well, in the United States and in Mobile, do we have it? Certainly we do have it in Mobile even. And in the United States, it's more likely in Minnesota or another northern area of the United States.
But it can. So it's not just like Alaska or North Dakota or something like that. It could happen here.
It can happen in Mobile, yes. Because even in Mobile, we have less sunlight during the winter. And mostly this is a seasonal depression, as the name says, and it happens mostly in fall and winter, and mostly in January and February. Those are the most common times we see it. If you have seasonal affective disorder, it can actually cause you to be depressed about 40% of the year, and that's a significant amount of time to be depressed.
That's a whole bunch. Do the people that deal with this that y'all see, do they already have an issue with depression and this magnifies it, or are there people that, like, the rest of the year they're good, but for that 40% of the time they feel this way?
There's people that do not have any other symptoms of depression any other time of the year. Those are people who maybe the first year they get depressed in the winter. Maybe they, you know they're depressed, but they don't really realize the significance of it. Maybe it happens to them the next year, and maybe they or family members say, hey, this happened to you last year. And then they come in and get the diagnosis of seasonal affective disorder.
Somebody who just sees some pattern like that, that goes, yeah, you know, last January I felt this way. Maybe it's worth seeing what can be done.
Yes, absolutely. Because who wants to be depressed 40% of the year?
Yeah,
so we encourage people to come in and be seen. If you come in and we decide you don't need a medication, that's okay. You know, there's other things you can do that you might try first. You know, there's certain specialized lights that you can buy online. There are lights that screen out the UV, you know, the damaging rays. And so there's special lights like that. I tell people if they suffer from this, you know, move your desk closer to a window, be outside more. Of course, wear sunscreen. Mm-hmm. But do those kinds of things first if you want to and see if that helps. If those things don't help, certainly come in. You may need an antidepressant. The same things that work for traditional depression work for seasonal affective disorder. You know, antidepressants, psychotherapy such as cognitive behavior therapy. I tell people try some vitamin D and see if that helps. So those are all things that can help. You know, people don't need to suffer needlessly. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like if you had a headache. Sure, your headache's going to go away probably within 24 hours, maybe sooner, but you could take a Tylenol and feel better sooner.
Right.
So certainly if you have depression, you want to come in and get treatment, because depression can be serious. Even if it's a seasonal depression, it can lead you to have trouble functioning on your job. It can lead you to be socially withdrawn. It can cause you to have weight gain. People with seasonal affective disorder often crave carbs. They don't enjoy life that they used to. So we certainly encourage people to come in and get treatment.
All right, y'all, think about that. If you get this pattern each year, maybe it is seasonal affective disorder. Dr. Parker, people want to come in and see y'all. They call phone number first and set up an appointment. How do they do that?
They can go to altpoint.org and find our phone number on the altpoint.org website and see all our different locations. But we have a central number you can find at that website, and you call that, and we'll put you in the right place.
And Dr. Parker, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.